think what we're going to do is first have our good friend Asara is going to sing a song for us. And so let's go that far. Asara, come on up, my friend.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, that's how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
How you feeling?
Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Oh, how I feel. Center the pine, you know how I feel. All freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Thank you.
Wow. Well done. Well done. All right, you guys, next I'm going to turn the mic over to our good friend Kyle Ashworth. I don't know if that's a little better. Can you guys hear me on that one? I think too sensitive. This is Kyle. Everybody give it up for Kyle.
Obviously a little less vertically gifted than Asara. Give it up for Asara again. That was awesome.
Yeah.
First off, I wanted to thank each and every one of you for attending. By raise of hands, who is here for the very first time for the Let's Love Better event? I should see all hands up in the air. Welcome, and thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to share this event with us. Honestly, amazing. Give yourselves a round of applause, and everyone for participating and joining in. This is really phenomenal, the number that we got here today, and the diversity and the wide variety of people who are here. It's really exciting for us. Before we get on with our program, I do want to highlight something that, or someone who never likes recognition. Susie, will you stand up? Yes, please. No, you actually have to stand. I'm not making you dance on tables, but stand up so people can see you. When Sherry Dew wrote President Hinckley's biography, he said, "I hate this whole idea because adulation is poison. Anybody who gets talked about or given a little praise, President Hinckley never liked it." And I think Susie likes that same camp as well. But I will give her some praise. I will give her some thanks for all that she's done. She's united so many of us, beginning really with her and her husband on a January LGBT fireside conference that has spawned into this and things bigger than this and groups in size much bigger than this, much larger than what we even have here today. And it's because of the vision of the Augensteins that we have that today. So again, thank you, Susie. All right, is everybody full? Good. Because we have candy, if you haven't received bags of candy yet. And then on the second or the fifth or sixth row back here somewhere is a bunch of macaroons and cookies and spiced rum popcorn, I'm told. Plenty of goodies back there. You're free to forage and eat throughout the program as well. To give you an idea of what the program looks like tonight, we are going to have our first speaker, George Doyson. He is with Peculiar. If you're not familiar with Peculiar, we will discuss that as well. And then after George is done, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Latter Gay Stories podcast and what we're doing, and then we'll go to that point. George.
All right, good. My name is George Doyson. Grateful for the opportunity to be here with you guys tonight, and grateful for that mood warm-up from Asera. It is a new dawn, isn't it? It's a new day. A lot of things are changing. I wanted to tell you a little bit about Peculiar. Some of you folks might be aware of something that Allison and I started actually just about 4 months ago. So it's kind of crazy. It seems a heck of a lot longer than that. But I want to thank so many people for participating. A lot of you folks might be aware of Curtis over here, Curtis Leatham. He's been very significant in the development of Peculiar, but I want to tell you a little bit about why. A lot of people have asked in this experience, you know, why Peculiar and what's different about Peculiar. That in and of itself should be rather interesting to you. But how are we different than Mama Dragons or Encircle or Dragon Dads? Alice and I have spent a lot of time in the community. We're very grateful to be a part of this absolutely beautiful community, the LGBTQ community. And we learned a lot of things about what was missing. And what we found is that there needed to be more of an aggressive conversation with our faith communities and our families. And that as much as Mama Dragons is a wonderful organization, a super wonderful organization, Encircle and Dragon Dads are places that our children can land, our families can land for that support when they're going through crisis. But what we're trying to do with Peculiar is try to get ahead of that, to be inside of our faith communities and our families and help them understand that you can hold space for your faith and you can hold space for your child. Personally, I think that our Creator gave us our children first. I think our children should always come first. I think our faith should support that effort. So some of the things that we're doing in Peculiar to help this Come to Light is we're reaching out to all faith communities and creating a curriculum to help them understand how this can happen. And so we've called that curriculum Connections, Peculiar Connections, which allows the bridge to be built between our faith communities, our families, and our LGBTQ family. We're also, some of you guys might have participated with our Peculiar Places. We're doing that to support efforts in the area, in our region here, specifically in Salt Lake, to show appreciation for organizations that affirm our LGBTQ community, and also help our community know that there are places that are safe, that are close to them. And so we're grateful for this opportunity. It takes a village. So many people here have been participating with Peculiar. So we're excited where we're going. It's been a super short period of time. We've had great success and great progress. But once again, it takes all of us. And this is really not just an acceptance of our LGBT community, but it's about celebrating our community. And what a better time and place right now. Everybody here gathered together to celebrate our community. So anyway, thank you for your time, and we're excited about where we're going and all the great things they're doing and the things that are changing. So thank you.
Didn't even move the mic. Thanks, George. All right, just to build on that and give you a little bit of an idea as to what we're doing also with the Latter-day Stories podcast, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Latter-day Stories podcast, it is, we're in our eighth season of the podcast world. The Latter-day Stories podcast was originally the Gay Mormon Stories podcast that was started in 2012 under the Open Stories Foundation, and then in 2018, we revamped the Gay Mormon Stories podcast, gave it a new name, because apparently Mormon's not a good name anymore. So after lots of vitamins and no more wins for Satan, we changed the name to the Latter Gay Stories podcast. That probably had nothing to do with it, but it was kind of a fun play on words. Really, the Latter Gay Stories podcast was an opportunity to allow the LGBT community, its allies and family members, to share the candid and raw stories of the LGBTQ experience. And that really was the premise behind the podcast. It has zero direction in terms of agenda. It really was always designed to share an experience based on where that person was at that time. And I think that's the beauty of the podcast, is it allows people to share their story exactly where they're at. When I and many others like you came out, I feasted upon every story, every article, everything I could read, mostly closeted and unaware of all the options and the availabilities around me. So I really thought it was important that we took an opportunity to hear the stories directly from people as they told them. And that's what you'll find at the Latter-day Stories podcast. Just a couple other things that I wanted to share with this group, because we're a little bit of a fairly diverse group. In this group, we have LGBT people. If you're LGBT, clap. Where are you at? What about our allies? We have any allies in the crowd tonight? Those here for the first time, willing to learn and listen. Yeah, there we go. It takes that diversity. So I think the first part of the message to the LGBT group, the reason why we have kind of special name tags is feel free to be open and available to questions. And I say that as the LGBT group. Those who kind of know this world, who have walked this path, who have paved this boulder-free trail at this point, those who wear these green tags that say LGBT are good resources to ask questions. And I hope if you do identify as LGBT and you're asked a question and it may be marginal or even somewhat offensive, in a group like this, be open to honestly answering that question and understand exactly where that question is coming from. These group settings like this are opportunities to help each of us learn. The second part of that are the allies, and to you, I'm so grateful for all that you've done for the LGBT community. Often the work of the ally goes unseen, because of the quiet nature of your work. And to those who are here to learn and listen and understand for the first time, I want to say there's also space for you within the Latter-day Stories podcast as well. If you do have a few minutes, you're welcome to jump onto the website at latterdaystories.org and click on the resource tab. And there you're going to find a lot of resources available for church leaders, for homes and families. There are articles written by therapists, special groups, even Tom Christofferson, Richard Osler. There's just a wide variety of articles available to help you start understanding this space from people who have spent a fair amount of time in it. And I encourage you to visit that part of the podcast. There's also, as you've walked the area here tonight, you've seen the Let's Love Better stories. And those are the stories of the LGBT people and their families. We also feature those stories on the Latter-day Stories blog. And we also feature a coming out story every Sunday. So each Sunday we publish that on our Facebook page and on the website. And that gives you an inside look at what the coming out experience has been like. And we have a pretty wide variety of coming out stories, from individual personal stories to church leaders who are experiencing this and navigating this path as well. So plenty of resources there that give you an opportunity to understand the LGBTQ experience even better. Again, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. A little later, really this is just going to be an opportunity to mix and mingle, and I hope that you take that opportunity. But before we close, I do want to bring Susie up one more time, except I want her all the way up here. Come on up. Dancing queen. I know. She says, I know you, I love all this, and I love all the attention, but... We wanted to give Susie an award, something we're going to start called Let Them In. So the Let Them In award is a nice Swarovski crystal prism that she can put in the sun, and wherever the sun hits, you can see there's rainbows everywhere, which Susie's pretty familiar with all the rainbows. So the Let Them In award is essentially an ally award that we'd like to start giving out to allies and those who make a difference in the LGBT community. Susie will be our first award recipient because she's kind of a rock star in this space, and she's done some pretty incredible stuff. So wherever you put the crystal and there's light there, there will be rainbows everywhere. And as you continue to let them in, we'll come in. Now, make sure you embarrass Susie all through the night with your thanks and gratitude and appreciation and love, and then everyone else as well. Please, mix and mingle and get to know somebody, introduce yourself, and most of all, enjoy the night. Again, thank you for showing up.
If it's, Oh, my bad. We're going to do, I think we should bring up Asera for one more song. You guys okay with that? Woo! All right, Asera, come on up, my friend.
Hello? Just kidding. Oh, yes. This one goes out to my mom, Susie. That's my mom. She loves the 80s, so this is Tainted Love by Soft Cell from the 80s. Oh, and we're starting it over again. And again. I'll figure out where we are and jump in. Oh, yeah, I think I know where we're at. Okay. Sometimes I feel I got to run away. I got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love began. forgiven. I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all to love.
Sing the second verse for the first verse.
Now I know I got to run away. I got to get away. You don't really want any more from me to make things right. You need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you, you. This tainted love you given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way. I love you, don't you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love.
I was gonna do sexy tainted love, but my mom said I couldn't because there are kids here. So I'm sorry to all the people that would have appreciated sexy tainted love.
Tainted love. This ain't sexy. Tainted love. Ooh, yeah.
Thank you, bye.
All right, friends. You guys just enjoy yourselves. Please take the time to introduce yourselves to one another. Have fun. We'll play some fun music. And enjoy the night. Thank you again so much for coming.